WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With less than 2 weeks to go until the election, the swing states are once again getting a whole lot of attention. ABC Stephen Portnoy with more on Donald Trump's appearances.
The former president holds two events today in Georgia, a state he won in 2016 but lost to President Biden 4 years ago. He's got a town hall focused on faith with the state's lieutenant governor in Zebulon, and then a rally in Duluth, Georgia, sponsored by the conservative PAC Turning Point Action.
Kamala Harris, in an NBC interview overnight, says her team is ready should the former president try again to overturn the results of the upcoming election. A judge has ruled that Rudy Giuliani owes most of his possessions, including his New York City apartment, to two Georgia poll workers who won a $148 million defamation judgment against him. McDonald's Quarter Pounders, possibly linked to an E. coli outbreak that made nearly 50 people sick. Boeing has announced this morning it's lost $6 billion in the third quarter, partly because of a machinist strike. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We're down to the last 2 weeks to the presidential election. Democratic running mate Tim Walz in Madison yesterday needled Donald Trump for canceling interviews.
I don't care how exhausted he is, because I can promise you he's not as exhausted as the American people are of him.
Early voting is underway. Former President Barack Obama urged the Walz rally to take action.
Do not sit back and hope for the best. Do not think this is a distraction or a joke.
The two warned that a second Trump administration with no guardrails would have dangerous consequences. A fire has shut down a Jefferson County ethanol plant. Officials at the Ostalon Bio plant say the fire started Monday in one of the facility's dryers. Ostalon Bio calls itself Wisconsin's largest ethanol producer. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Duluth residents may have noticed a new red magnet on police department squad cars around the city this week. According to the Duluth Police Department, the magnets are part of a partnership with the DEA for the Red Ribbon Campaign. The campaign is meant to raise awareness about the importance of living in a drug-free community and encourage residents to maintain a healthy lifestyle and seek resources and help if they're struggling. The campaign has been going on for decades in honor of a DEA agent killed in 1985. A housing project in West Duluth has cleared a major hurdle for construction. The organization behind the project, Northland Housing Partners, has funded their first loan for the housing development. According to a press release, the funding is coming from regional employers, private institutions, and organizations like Ascentia Health and the Duluth Superior Area Community Foundation. Officials say housing is one of the biggest challenges facing the area, and this housing project will go a long way in addressing that issue. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks without Middleton. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers began his press conference by asking the number one question on the mind of reporters.
I wonder what you're going to ask.
Was Chris Middleton able to practice yesterday?
No Chris today, so probably no Chris tomorrow.
Probably.
It's pretty 100%, so 99.
The Bucks are in Philadelphia tonight against the 76ers for their season opener. Philly will be without Paul George and Joel Embiid. NFL, the Packers' Keyshawn Nixon hopes he can return a kick for a touchdown Sunday in Jacksonville against the Jaguars. Says he's kind of tired of being tackled by kickers and punters.
I think I should have like 7 touchdowns right now in the NFL, and all of them got stopped by a kicker. So I'm trying to figure out a way to make the kicker and punter miss, but they just take good angles and it's starting to irritate me. Rams, Kansas City, Philly.
That's the Packers' Keyshawn Nixon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly sunny and quite a bit cooler today with a high right around 50 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the low 30s. Tomorrow, with a little sun in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy, breezy, some showers in the afternoon with a high in the low 60s. After that, a sunny, pleasant weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
You can go to versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project stop by. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
It's time to get organized with Dr. Craig and Citizen Action. Working for democracy and taking on economic, racial, and environmental issues across Wisconsin and around the United States, here's Earl Ingram with Dr. Robert Craig.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. 4842. Good morning to you, Dr. Craig. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. I just rode from Bayview to Washington Heights, where our office is. So I got a good workout ahead of the show.
Well, that's great, man. We're in our new studios here in Racine. We have just a wonderful, wonderful facility here in Racine. So hopefully we'll get you out here sometime in our great new studios.
Back in the old days, 10, 15 years ago, there was a news that the WRGN had a local host. I was in his studio before. So I've been in what the studio was like 10, 12 years ago. It probably has changed a lot.
Absolutely. It absolutely has changed. And we're going to welcome you when you come out here. But, you know, Dr. Craig, it's the time is here. And I was telling Senator Baldwin, who I interviewed this morning, I live in the Sherman Park area, and I live in the area where a lot of early voting is taking place. And all day yesterday, Dr. Craig, just nonstop people. First day of, you know, early voting. And the last time I saw that kind of energy, Dr. Craig, was when Barack Obama ran. I don't know, Dr. Craig, if it's a sign of, you know, people who are going to vote anyway, just coming out early, or if there's an increase, and we're talking about, you know, new voters. And I guess you'll never know that until later on. But, man, it sure felt good to see that many people, you know, first day of, you know, early voting.
Generally, there is a relationship. But and also there's a weird composition now where early voting has been more Democratic because Trump was lying about early voting. Now he's figured out that that's probably harming him. You know, he wants to create the false impression that they won on Election Day. Then his folks, like our state legislature, refuse to allow them to organize it to count it earlier so they can create that false impression, that big lie. But so this is still probably more Democratic vote that's early. And I've heard this from other people around the state about how crowded it is. And some of them are saying they just assume it'll be very crowded on Election Day. So they're doing it now. But of course, let's hope that they're right about that. And that it's not just that the highly engaged are getting their votes out of the way because they think it'll be jammed. And then there's a disengaged group that doesn't bother to come out on Election Day.
You know, Dr. Craig, the work that you and others have put in, is it It's kind of amazing that we're inside of 2 weeks. Scary on the one hand, but exciting on the other hand. What are your thoughts as we, you know, move in, you know, a couple weeks outside of this election, this monumental election?
Well, first thought is nobody knows, because the polling is not, it's not a science that is exact, anywhere near exact enough to tell us, other than it's telling us it's close, right? Because polling has a, you know, for a statewide poll in Wisconsin, 4% margin of error, which means 4% wrong either way, which means someone could be up 8 points or down 8 points, and it says it's a tie or anywhere else right on that scale. In addition, they're guessing as to the composition of the electorate. I mean, geographically, demographically, racially, and they can't do that with precision. That adds another level of layer. That's how they could have been so wrong in Wisconsin in 2016 and 2020 and a number of other states. And so we don't know whether it's close. It's sort of like, just tune out the pollsters. It's like saying if the Packers and Vikings are tied in the fourth quarter, they're telling you there are some pollsters that say the Packers are actually ahead. No, they're not. Right? We don't have any other information. You know, we have that a little bit because they now have the stuff about odds of victory in some of the broadcasts. And I'm like, I don't know what data people have put that together, but it's not factually anything, right? It's like polling. So maybe we do have that now, but don't take it seriously. Look at the score, not that percentage that pops up on the top of your screen. And so that's the first thing. The second thing is there are very few undecided voters, but they're much sought after. I was in I walked doors over the weekend in the Garden District, you know, south of Bayview on the south side, that neighborhood, which has a very contested state assembly race. David Marsteller is challenging longtime incumbent Jesse Rodriguez. We're supporting Marsteller. And then we were calling into West Dallas last night for Angelito Tenorio, who's a young person of color, is running for state assembly and will make a great new fresh voice in Madison. And last night, because I know each party, the Trump and Harris campaigns, are trying everything to find that undecided voters. They know there are few of them. They don't know who they are necessarily. That doesn't tell them exactly. I talked to three or four of them last night. And I talked to an RFK voter. I tried to move off of that, RFK Jr. I talked to a Black man that was a Trump voter, but seemed like he should be with us on the issues. So tried to walk him through with that. So those are meaningful conversations, but there are also a lot of people who are with us if they vote that you talk to, that the conversation increases their likelihood of voting, and that there are more of them, more people that aren't going to vote but will vote one way or another than there are this strange group of unicorn people that are able to somehow think there's a close comparison between Trump and Harris and that there is a big decision to be made here between them.
You know, Dr. Craig, we had a conversation the other day about the damage that Donald Trump's, if he's elected, will do long term to this nation. And, you know, once Donald Trump, in your words, once Donald Trump leaves the scene, whether it's 4 years from now, having been elected, or the fact that he doesn't get elected this time around, the damage that he's done, is it permanent to our elections and the way we look at things in this country? Has he done some permanent damage with all of the shenanigans and lies and having people follow him in the face of all of those things?
If this was a movie or a novel, right, he'd be the character that came in after it already been messed up. After we messed it up a lot and then put it over the top, right? So understand that a situation that was ripe for a Trump, someone like a Trump, was created by corporate America, by the religious right, by a conservative movement that back to Newt Gingrich and before that, really the John Birchers and people like that, was developing, moved from a party that was, that had both a liberal and a conservative wing into a, you know, a MAGA party. That was a, that was something going on a long time before Trump. And in fact, for your listeners, there's a wonderful book by Robert Putnam, the Harvard political scientist who wrote Bowling Alone, which got a lot of attention 20 years ago, about kind of the breakup of the social solidarity of America, that argues that there's an there's been an I curve since 1900 in the United States, where we became more of a common interest kind of country, a we, I mean, we were an I, then we became a we in the New Deal, to the 60s, into the, it really started to change in the 60s. And then now we've become an I country again. And that pulling apart and people just being separated and isolated from each other, not being connected in the way they used to be in terms of civic organizations and fraternal organizations, is ripe for Trump, because people are alienated and isolated and frustrated and unhappy. And so the conditions were created for Trump, but Trump has done a tremendous amount of damage. The question is, the reason he's historically important is because he was the perfect person for the moment and had the right narrow talents. I mean, the man doesn't understand economics or foreign policy or public policy in the least, but the man understands promotion and manipulation, right? And P.T. Barnum kind of talent. And so whether someone else was in the wings that could have been even more dangerous, could have been more an effective totalitarian than Trump was in his first attempt at a coup, that's another question. That's what they call counterfactual history. We don't know if the other timeline would have been worse or better.
So is this a generational change, Dr. Craig, or is this something that could be permanent in our society, as it relates to not trusting our political system, our system of jurisprudence, our system of electing people? Is this long term, or will time tell?
You know, what Robert Putnam's book Upswing shows is that there was similar alienation, district government in the 1880s and 1890s, and that we changed it. So human agency can change it. And what changed it was the progressive movement and the move to the idea that we together could solve our major social problems and had an obligation to do so. And that was also the era in Wisconsin of fighting Bob La Follette, where Wisconsin was a leader in all of these things. So that's when we decided we needed a social security system for old age. We needed healthcare coverage. We needed unemployment insurance, workers' compensation. We needed a right to join a union, and we needed a government that made sure that corporations couldn't just exploit. It was the Robert Burns fact that people and have no worker safety, kind of safeguards whatsoever. Used to be 25% casualty rates in manufacturing plants right here in Milwaukee. All of that changed because we decided to make it change. And that's what we work on at Citizen Action, other progressive groups, bring people together to start that process.
All right, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen Action is in the house on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump was in the great state of Michigan, my birth state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man! I would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities, for small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. It's Wednesday. That means Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. So, Dr. Craig, you know, the threats and the fear that people have about this election, about there being violence. Dr. Craig, this is in America, right? We as you know, most of my life as a young person, I remember reading about third world nations and their elections and always hearing about us having the safest and, you know, and most trustworthy of all when it came to elections. But something has happened in our nation, and people in this nation, many of them, feel like there's going to be violence. How is that? That can't ever be acceptable, Dr. Craig. And we know how this came about. And I don't understand how, even in the face of this, Americans who know how we got here are still willing to vote for more of the same.
There used to be an idea that it couldn't happen here, right? It can. This is embedded in human nature. And so the problem is the norms drop away gradually. So the norm against violence, and this shows in polling, and it's on the right wing of the spectrum. So let's not do this, you know, both sides-isms that you see in a lot of mainstream media, right, which is good for their interest because it makes them look objective, but is a distortion of reality. That it's coming from the right. The FBI will tell you that. Right-wing senators don't like it when a Republican Trump-appointed FBI director that we still have comes and testifies to that fact. And we have all over the country election officials resigning and being terrified. They have also security arrangements because of them, including Republican elections officials. And real question of whether there's a shortage of election officials because people don't want to do it anymore. It's focused on people who run for office from not the non-conservative side. Trump knows how to turn it because he comes up just right up to the kind of precipice. So he's clearly signaling to them, I want you to go. And like January 6th was an example of that. But he's not saying go storm the Capitol and destroy it. He didn't say that, but he tried to get them revved up and then point the weapon, right? He laid all the preconditions.
Right.
And so that is very dangerous because although he doesn't have control of the levers of power, and he didn't even seize like the Department of Justice, though he tried to during the conspiracy of 2020 and early 2021, he will therefore probably rely more on trying to foment violence this year. So if they can get this race close enough, so it comes down, say, to a Georgia, just for example, and or in Arizona, and then get the certification held up, and then unleash the mobs. You see, it's part of a strategy, and yes, it can happen here. And it's amazing how long we had a norm in both parties that we would have a peaceful resolution, starting with John Adams conceding to Thomas Jefferson, though he was angry as heck about how that campaign went and what the messaging was against him. Nonetheless, he went and set the right precedent, right? Washington had set the precedent of not serving indefinitely, which he could have done. And Trump's broken all these precedents, but again, he broke them because the norms had already been stripped down, right? We already had militia movements running around in the woods of Idaho thinking that the UN is about to invade in blue helmets, blue helmet UN stuff like that. And so, but it's extremely dangerous. And every single Republican who considers themselves a good husband, a good neighbor, a good mother, but someone who doesn't believe in this, but doesn't condemn it, they normalize it. It's being normalized, and there are a lot of people who are careerists in Congress. What is Brian Stiles saying about this? He claims to be a reasonable man. I have no reason to believe what I've seen that Brian Stiles wants to foment violence. He's a disciple of Paul Ryan, right, in the first congressional district, southeast corner of the state. But he wants to be in Congress, probably an ambition. And so he supports Trump and says nothing.
All right, let's go to Robert from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Robert. You say what, sir?
If there is permanent damage, it's not going to come from Trump. It's going to come from the people in the Justice Department, their meek response, people at the state level, whether it's Josh Call or Attorney General in Michigan, Merrick Garland. There were major crimes committed on January 6th. I still don't understand why some of these people weren't handled more aggressively, including members of Congress that were involved with the coup attempt. We know there's people in the Senate, there's people in the House that were involved with all this. How come no one's ever gone after any of them? And on the state level, like if people are being intimidated and there's like threats, we even saw this week in Milwaukee where Doc Rivers came out and made a statement about the election, the guy's getting death threats. Why aren't those things taken more seriously? So I think what we need to do as a country is take away prosecution discretion and put some laws on the books. If people are committing crimes or doing things like this, there needs to be mandatory sentencing, and we need people that follow through. When people don't do that, it sets a precedent that it's okay. And I think they don't do that because they don't want to look political. And then the other piece I would say is, remember like the $1 billion that Fox had to pay because they lied about the election, which led up to January 6th, or their lies that killed all the people during COVID? How do they walk away from that with a broadcasting license? It should have been stripped to them and then auctioned off to someone else. They should have lost the right to serve the public and send out lies in their way.
Hey, Robert, great stuff. Dr. Craig, you can respond. On the other side, 855-752-4842. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, and you on the Earl Ingram Show.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A wrong-way drunk driver almost crashed into Vice President Kamala Harris's motorcade in Milwaukee Monday night. The sheriff says the driver pulled to the inside shoulder to avoid the motorcade. A deputy pulled the driver over and arrested him. There's help out there for people changing their Medicare plans during open enrollment. Rhonda Randall of United Healthcare recommends justplainclear.com for advice in everyday language.
Original Medicare isn't going to cover a lot of things related to dental and vision hearing. It's very much limited to more serious medical conditions, whereas many Medicare Advantage plans are going to offer more comprehensive specialty benefits for dental, vision, and hearing.
Open enrollment runs till December 7th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Damiano Center in Duluth will receive $1.4 million of funding for renovations to help address homelessness. On Tuesday, the St. Louis County Board approved the funding under the Stepping On Up initiative, allowing the center to renovate its third floor to serve the unhoused population. Funding for the project was provided by the American Rescue Plan Act, the city's public safety funds, and from TIF funding that was set aside for the canceled Hawk Ridge Estate project. The timeline for the renovations has not been announced. A Rice Lake man has been indicted on sex trafficking charges alongside the former CEO of Abercrombie & Fitch. According to the Barron County Sheriff's Office, 71-year-old James Jacobson was one of the three defendants named in the indictment. According to the indictment, Jacobson facilitated the international trafficking and prostitution business from 2008 to 2015, during which time he allegedly recruited and interviewed men and told them it would benefit their careers. All three are facing a maximum of life in prison if convicted. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Looking for something new to watch? Who isn't? Here's one of Pete's picks. If you don't have Netflix, don't feel bad. It's really expensive. But if you do have it, check out The Lincoln Lawyer. Season 3 just dropped last weekend. Manuel Garcia Rufo plays the title character, and in my opinion, is even more captivating than Matthew McConaughey's portrayal from the movie. The show is well produced and acted, and you can't beat the source material. The Lincoln Lawyer is based on crime novels by Michael Connelly. The third installment of the Dune franchise is dropping hints about the new film. Dune Messiah will be set 12 years after the end of Dune 2. Timothée Chalamet has not been officially announced as part of the cast, but is expected to be in the film. Other cast members will include Florence Pugh, Christopher Walken, and Austin Butler. Aging Timothée Chalamet 12 years? I see a Best Makeup Oscar headed their way. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be mostly sunny and quite a bit cooler today with a high right around 50 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the low 30s. Tomorrow, with a little sun in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy, breezy, some showers in the afternoon with a high in the low 60s. After that, a sunny, pleasant weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepolsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, two more of the candidates seeking to take the Wisconsin legislature in a new direction. Steve Doyle of La Crosse and Lou Ann Bird of suburban Milwaukee.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
When I
All right, welcome back to a Wednesday edition of the Earl Ingram Show. You can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen Action is on the line. And you know, Dr. Craig, our last caller really pointed out some great facts. Do you want to respond to any of those things?
Well, I thought that was a great call. And I'll say that I agree with the whole spirit of it and most of the others I guess not as definitive, but I would say that I was talking about the complicity of Republican elected officials, ambitious ones. He's talking about the complicity of law enforcement because they've sworn an oath. And it really does not appear like they're enforcing the laws as the laws are written, right? And that there really is a double standard based on politics. Now, I'm not, you know, Josh Call, our attorney general, is a challenging case. He's a lawyer's lawyer. He was our lawyer when we were lead plaintiff in a lawsuit on Walker's federal, you know, on his attack, not his Act 10, but his attacks on voting.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And so I know Josh, but Josh is a lawyer's lawyer. He's not going to tell us what his legal processes are. He's not going to even tell you, say, at the state Democrat convention. And so I really hope, because he's not, therefore, not very transparent, that he is planning to do what is necessary. It's concerning that he never charged the fake electors, because the part of the fake electors conspiracy was in Wisconsin. It started with the Wisconsin strategy, it became a national strategy. And Merrick Garland, twiddled his thumbs for a year and a half because he thought it was politically difficult to prosecute Trump. And now we got caught up in the right-wing courts and delay tactics. So we're not going to have a verdict prior to him being on the ballot on November 5th, which is a disservice to voters. So yeah, when democracy fails, it's a whole lot of different actors in the system failing to do their parts and ducking. And so the caller pointed out that a major source of that. Now there's a thing we should be aware of in Republican planning. This is far right Republican planning. They believe the sheriffs around the country could be the bulwark of their kind of insurrection. And so there are a lot of right-wing sheriffs in this country that in large rural or less densely populated areas. And that's a concern if this gets out of control. November 5th is that we may not only have the Merrick Garlands not fulfilling their constitutional duties fully, we may also have law enforcement flaunting the law, like we saw in Jim Crow, where if you would enforce the law, you would have prosecuted white leaders all over the South for 50 years for murder, right? But it was just, you know, there was no consequence, right?
You know, Dr. Craig, when you constantly hear Republicans touting law and order, it's their mantra, law and order, law and order, law and order, law and order. And yet, in the face of them constantly talking about the cities are unsafe and the immigrants that are breaking the law and all of those things. And then you look and see that the guy they're supporting is threatening to turn the military on the people that are opposed to him. And those very same people who claim to be such law and order advocates don't utter a mumbling word. Oh, well, that's not what he meant. He didn't mean that. And then Trump turns around and says, that is what I meant. What are your thoughts when you hear that? I mean, you've been around a little while, Dr. Craig. Have you ever seen a time like this one?
Not since the Jim Crow South, where obviously the law was ignored all the time. And that was misapplied to black folks and not applied to white folks, right? So aside, that was the biggest example of it. But frankly, it's un-American because Americans of all ideological persuasions used to hold about equal justice under the law. It's, you know, it's canonical in the United States. It's part of our original covenant. But they sound a lot more and act a lot more like the Peruvian general who was put in office by a coup in the 1930s, who coined the phrase, often repeated, for my friends, everything, for my enemies, the law. And so law and order means law for our enemies. And Trump talks about enemies. He talks about getting back at his enemies. He talks about using the military and the legal infrastructure of this system to go after his enemies. That is authoritarianism. That is not Americanism. But we have a lot of Americans who have, this has been normalized for. I'm talking about the public and a lot of the leaders who have helped normalize it for their own political and career advantage.
You know, Dr. Craig, the judicial branch of this government, people right now having a hard time trusting it because they watch a man like Donald Trump, who our lying eyes don't deceive us. We know what he's done. We know he's been convicted. But the average Joe steals a pack of gum, you know, and prosecute him to the highest extent of the law. We can't have that criminal element in our society if you listen to the Republicans. But then you see a man like that, and they say, this man, it should be the president of the United States, and you lose faith in a judicial system that just doesn't seem to have teeth when it comes to people like that, Dr. Craig.
Well, when authoritarianism takes hold, a lot of people in a lot of parts of the system don't do their part. They either are part of it, they benefit from it, or they duck, right? There's been a lot of ducking and covering. And so this is as much cowardice as it is the immorality of Trump and the Trump movement. And so, frankly, let's just say this, the Supreme Court, which they stole by packing it, it's already been packed by two appointments that should have been Democratic appointments. They gave Trump immunity and made him a king, completely out of step, though they allege themselves to be strict constructionists with everything intended by the people who founded this country and wrote its constitution, our fundamental charter, and therefore a moral document in that respect, like a covenant, a moral covenant. So all the only thing way you can deal with that is you have to have the guts to, if the Democrats do get power, to end the filibuster and add more justices. The Constitution does not limit the number of justices because that's a check and balance on a runaway court. A Democrat Congress needs to limit its jurisdiction. That's a power Congress has because that was a check and balance. So you have a situation where the Supreme Court's run off the rails, right? It's just created a kingship in this country. And the other two branches refuse to do their part because they don't have the guts or the audacity or the courage. So then we have that, but we have to win this election to get there. But then we have to see a willingness to do what is necessary to restore democratic values and equal justice under the law.
Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. You say what?
You know, Dr. Craig is talking about that Donald Trump is going to send the military after his enemies.
He said it himself, Gary. He said it.
I know that. I agree. If you're going out there like if he is breaking the law and allowing all these immigrants and these gangs from Venezuela to go into 15 different states, including our own state, Prairie du Chien, I'd go after him too. And I'd go after the same people that ordered his
with the military, Gary.
The same military or the same FBI or whatever it is that broke into his house in Florida. Yeah. Yeah. I'd send people that would.
Hey, Gary, you always talk about law and order. You're one of those guys who talks about the cities and what took place with, you know, in Minnesota and other places when George Floyd. You're the number one guy talking about that. So why aren't you talking about law and order now?
No, we need law and order. I agree. We need law and order now.
All right, Gary, thank you very much. Dr. Craig, you want to respond to that?
Yeah, I mean, just a right-wing talking point. Gary says a lot of good things on this show. So this is, but don't let, there, what laws are being violated? Let's understand that we have signed treaties that, and we were the orchestrators on them, that under international law that require us to give a certain due regard to people seeking asylum and migrants, okay? They have rights under international law system we created, and our statutes reflect that, okay? If there was a clear law being violated, I understand why Trump's Supreme Court wouldn't have already thrown the Biden administration in the dock for violating the law. So it's just another rationalization. You declare a legal violation that doesn't exist. The problem is, we don't have enough immigration judges. We don't have enough people to administer the system. And it is exploding and overflowing because, as Trump showed us, and this goes back before Trump, they consider Republicans, they blocked immigration reform and they blocked funding for it, even a right-wing bill, because they think it's a good political issue. And then we have good folks like Gary believing that this is something that Biden and the Democrats inflicted. We could fix the border and we could have a fair immigration system that handled all of the folks who are coming. And by the way, it's going to get worse because Trump wants to drill, baby, drill. And this is already from the global south becoming a climate migration. That gets worse by 100,000, a million fold as we accelerate the climate. And he wants to accelerate climate change.
Let's go to Dave from Mequon. Good morning to you, Dave. You say what?
Good morning. So this is a question for Dr. Craig. So you've mentioned you would love to see the filibuster rescinded. You would also like to see Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C., you've mentioned in the past to be, you know, have two senators each. You've also stated in the past that you would like to get rid of the Electoral College. And so from the standpoint of where I'm standing from, you basically just want to have essentially one party rule where the minority party will not have any, and you talked about packing the Supreme Court now again, which I'm glad you brought up. But at the end of the day, everything that you've been talking about is essentially where majority rules, minority has no say in anything. They would never be able, if they get rid of the filibuster, there's no way that the minority party would be able to stop anything. And so that scares me as an individual thinking that we could potentially just have one party rule and that's it. You just have to live with it and there's no consequences. And meanwhile, we have the Labor Party from the.
All right, Dave, I wish I had more time. Thank you. Dr. Craig, you want to respond?
Sure. Electoral College has no, it doesn't fulfill its former function, which was elite men making a check on the public. There is no college that's doing that. And they didn't pick that it would benefit one side or the other. It's just an appendix. The question is on this. He said it guarantees one party rule. So what he is saying is that his party can't win a national election. You know what that tells you? The party has gone to an extreme right-wing situation that can't win the popular vote. Well, we need the constitutional corrective for that. You lose elections until you are popular enough to win the popular vote.
All right, guys, hang on. 855-752-4842. Dr. Craig on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces, a new adventure, create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All right, welcome back to what I can't believe is the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen Action is on the docket. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. You say what?
Taking my call, Earl. Appreciate it very much. Hey, you know, I'm listening to all these excuses over and over. We've been all observing all these excuses for, you know, tolerating the behavior of a candidate or a party. My sole question is to these conservatives, if you can't keep your house in order, who else is going to do it other than, you know, Democrats or independents or non-politicals? This is all we have found ourselves in, this predicament. It's because the GOP did not vet their candidate properly. They allowed their party to become overrun by ultra-right-wing nationalists. And meanwhile, while they're stealing Supreme Court seats and quite frankly, stealing democracy, these people are still making pathetic excuses for. And it's just hard. You know, we've had to weather through, you know, the Bush-Gore Supreme Court decision that was flawed and it should have never happened. They stole that presidency. They stole Barack Obama's choice for
a Supreme Court, right?
They stacked the courts. And, you know, there's no give and take. There's no working across the aisle anymore. They have allowed their party to be completely 100% hijacked, and now they've become the nemesis.
Hey, Mike, I wish I had more time. Dr. Craig, you want to respond?
I agree. There's excuse after excuse. The previous caller before this caller was at least talking about nonviolent means like the filibuster, like the Electoral College. So we can agree to disagree on whether those have value there. The second one, the filibuster, is not in the Constitution, and it compounds the inequality of the U.S. Senate, right, upon the inequality of another inequality, a filibuster, that you need 60% of 25% of the country. That is makes it makes for gridlock, which each side claims they hit gridlock. Well, the filibuster is one of the main reasons for gridlock. I noticed the power thing. He didn't want statehood for Puerto Rico or the District of Columbia. The question wasn't whether they deserve statehood, about the sovereignty of those people, right? Because if you don't have statehood, you're second-class citizens. It was simply a power dynamic. Notice all that mattered was that would give them four senators, and that would harm our power, right? Same with the electoral college, same with the filibuster. It wasn't about whether it's good for democracy, whether we should have a system for both sides, right, that works. And that's, for this caller, who is right on, they're interested in power. That's why they've gone along with this. It is the original deal with the devil. In other words, you do the deal with the devil to get success, right? That's what they're doing, actually. This is something, in a lot of literature about this. This is one of the core religious themes in fiction over the centuries.
All right, let's go to Tom from L.A. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, Earl, I would just recommend that everybody bring 5 to 7 friends with you to the polls. Definitely cancel out the votes of Gary and David and CJ by getting more people out to vote. If you are getting frustrated by these types of right-wing callers and right-wing talking points, we have something to do about it, and let's get someone that actually is on the fence or somebody that is movable to the polls on November 5th. Also, I would ask that after November 5th, after our victory, because we are going to get all of our people out to the polls, can we just put Donald Trump in the rearview mirror and really not have to talk about him ever again?
All right, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go. Tom from West Dallas. You got the last of it, sir. Go ahead.
I'll try to make this as quick as possible. Talking about Jim Crow laws and sheriffs and all that, it really, really concerns me that police associations here in Wisconsin are backing Trump with everything that he has done, and they're still backing him. That concerns me. That really concerns people. That should make them worry about their safety that this is going to happen. The other caller talked about breaking into Trump's house in Florida. The man had a warrant. They went in when he was not there. They made sure he was not there. But yet right wing radio makes it sound like that's the end of the world, you know, that they were gonna kill him and all that. It's ridiculous. No one is holding Trump accountable or all these other people, and that is what concerns me. The accountability.
Hey Tom, I wish I had more time. Thank you. Dr. Craig, you want to say in closing?
He's right about police. Milwaukee Police Association hosted 80 bands for a fairly disgraceful forum. So that is not a good look for people who are looking for law enforcement and enforce the law equally for everyone.
All right, Dr. Craig, thank you. We'll be in touch. Thank everybody who made the show go. Really appreciate it. Could not do it without you. Up next, Jane Mattner and Greg Bach. Mattner on air. See you guys on tomorrow. Thank you, Calvin.
Listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on air.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram joins me. Cowboys for Trump founder J6 conviction is upheld, and Donald Trump backs out of paying for a dead soldier's funeral. We'll tell you why. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho Way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.